Sometimes God teaches us things in pretty unexpected ways. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Randy Draper gives an example.
Kyle, our oldest son, he was 4, and God was teaching me the principle of in everything give thanks. And so I had a Jaguar XJX, and it was a candy apple red Jaguar. I'd bought it as an investment. I put it in my garage, and one day I come in from building houses, and my little son Kyle meets me and says, "Daddy, come look, I washed your car." And I can see red paint on the floor of the garage. He had taken a steel brush and turpentine and washed the whole driver's side of my beautiful candy apple Jaguar with turpentine and a steel brush. And I went, "Kyle, that is so awesome. Daddy is so proud of you. What are you thinking?" And it's like the Holy Spirit of God said, "Randy, can you give thanks about that?"
Randy recalls another changed life story.
A businessman, he sent me an email. He said, "I was on my way to a meeting in Florida for 5 days of meetings. I didn't want to go. I had already decided I wasn't going to have a good time." And he said, "I read 5 chapters of your book." He said, "It changed my life." He said, "I made a decision. I'm going to be happy to do it at this meeting." He said, "People were coming up going, 'I don't know what happened to you, but you are changing the atmosphere and attitude of this whole meeting. Whatever it is, keep it up.'" He said, "I just want to tell you, thank you for reminding me that my attitude does make a difference. Thank you for reminding me that my light needs to be shining even when I don't feel like it. Thank you for reminding me that I have a radar screen and that the people God puts on my radar screen, He expects me to be the love of Christ."
Even when you don't feel like it, God has called you to be a light for others to see. I'm Steve Douglas.